One of the interesting things about the balloon shots, or about the construction, and we're talking about the construction period, one of the things the government insisted on in the federal procurement regulations was that you take the low bidder. And of course, today I would say I would hate to make a trip to the moon on a ship built by the low bidder. But the low bidder was Central for the Transformers, where Central Transformer Company out of Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, I believe. And so we had to buy them. We had asked for GE or Westinghouse, mm-hmm. but you can't specify name. At that time, you couldn't specify names. You had to specify design parameters. So we got this company and we got them in there. We set them up and started running tests. And as you know today, it's what, 120 here maybe today, or 115. Out there, those transformers, when turned down, could not stand the heat. And they would vibrate because of the inadequate way they were made, and they would blow up. So we had to ultimately go back and procure on a name basis GE transformers and replace every transformer in there. But it was, again, the low bidder. In the missile business, I saw the same thing. Huh. So it's one of the fallacies of our procurement system. You always don't get what you think you've asked for.
Right. Interesting.
And all they had to do was give you a certificate, say it's comparable.
I see.
And you couldn't question it. You couldn't make them prove that it was.
Right.
Their certificate was okay.
So in fact, the GE ones had no problem?
No, we had no problems with them because they were properly made.
I see.
And we used them throughout. You can see the number of tests that we made. We're able to reuse those sites.
Right.